The early warning systems is becoming very important for us in the region, and especially with the extreme events that we've experienced with Cyclone Pam and also Cyclone Winston that affected Fiji. So in that respect, the meeting that was held last week in Apia was to review the Pacific Island Meteorological Strategy that was developed in 2012 to see how we can align and bring up new priorities that are emerging with these new hazards that are affecting us in the region, to align and to identify where the gaps are so we can address them, especially with the donor funding coming in. We can identify these priorities and align this funding to target areas that we still have gaps.
Now, I would imagine key to developing a more effective system is technology, but also an issue which has cropped up quite regularly, I think, is language. The actual words that are used by forecasters to get their information across sometimes have proved a bit baffling to the average citizen. Is that part of it, really? Simplicity, perhaps, can be more effective?
Yes, that's really one of the issues. I think technology that has been brought into the Pacific with the Met services has really improved over the past years, but I think one of the gaps that still exists is terminologies that are used. If you look at the warnings that are issued during those events, the warnings, the information as accurate as the models that are used, but the language that is used is technically accurate, but no one, the average community cannot understand. So we've worked with SPREP under the various programs that we have to try and work with the media to try and simplify some of these technical languages so that the media, which is used primarily for disseminating the information to the public, can also understand what this means, and also be able to help the community to understand. We also, at SPREP, we have programs with the National Red Cross Societies working under the government of Finland to also help communities and Red Cross Societies that are based with communities to provide this linkage between them and the Met service, and for them to be able to help the communities since they are based on the ground. But it is definitely a challenge, Richard, for us in the region, and we've identified that, and this new strategy that will be developed will hopefully bring in more support to support the Met services to be able to deliver that more effectively, Richard.
What about the long-term issues raised by climate change? I mean, how are they affecting the way that you need to gather your information and disseminate your information? If we look, for example, at the recent El Nino weather event, which caused so many problems, particularly in Papua New Guinea, also in Solomon Islands and other parts of the Pacific, I mean, do you need to find out more about getting information about these events across?
Definitely, Richard. Climate change is a big issue in the region, and the region on the international level, they're trying to negotiate these issues so that we get more out of these negotiations. But in terms of what it brings to the region, Richard, it manifests itself in terms of these extreme events that we just mentioned. The El Nino that happened last earlier this year and affected a number of countries, including RMI, Papua New Guinea, that you mentioned, is quite devastating, and it really affects the economies of these countries. One of the key areas that we will try to see how we can address it through these strategies is to align areas that we experienced and where the gaps are, and highlight them in the strategy so we can address them more appropriately.
I understand also that part of this Pacific Island meteorological strategy is looking at an alignment with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So how does that work exactly?
Yeah, there's several frameworks, Richard, that have come up. We have a strategy that we've developed in 2012. And when that strategy was developed, a lot of these frameworks have not yet come up. So we have the Sustainable Development Goals. We have the, just recently in 2014, we have the SAMO pathway, which is the 6 accelerated modalities of action. And we have now a new SPREP strategic plan and the framework for resilience development in the Pacific. So these are new frameworks that are coming up and guiding resilience development in the Pacific, and especially for the sustainable development goals. There are areas in there that we're looking at how we can align the net service to be able to deliver. For example, information and access, one of the goals is access to water. So we are looking at how this strategy will be able to provide information for decision-making so that they can make decisions, especially during droughts, that will be able to help achieve these goals for each of the countries. And there are other goals that are highlighted, and we, and through this review, we hope to be able to find out ways in which the Met Service can be able to contribute to the national development goals, which are also, which will be aligned to these overall sustainable development goals.